This is a parole array parole hearing for Mr. William K. Quals, Q-U-A-L-L-S, ABC number 181381. There are four board members participating in this hearing. They are the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, the Honorable Ms. Sarika Winnis, and my name is C.T. Wright. I will be serving as the acting panel chair for this hearing. He has been certified by the Department of Corrections for a 412B-411 hearing. That is, parole to his next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge. Based upon information that I've gleaned and looking at his record, he is currently 81 years of age and he's serving a 7-year sentence for sexual conduct with a minor, or minors in this case, because there were two involved. He will become parole eligible on August 10, 2019. If passed to his next consecutive sentence, he would go to another 7-year sentence, consecutive sentence, for sexual conduct with a minor. He has numerous consecutive related sentences to serve, including a 17-year sentence and a 26-year sentence, totaling 74 years remaining on his sentence. Per his institutional progress report, he has a limited amount of classes that he has attended and no classes for sexual behavior. And he has no related plan as he will be released. He will be released to his next consecutive sentence. He has only one minor disciplinary violation since 06 for disobeying an order. He has had prior parole hearings for parole to his next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge, which were all denied. He was found guilty by jury, and he appealed his conviction, which was affirmed. According to the person's report, was for sexual assault, assaulted and molested the victim while she was between the age of 4 and 8 years old, and these incidents occurred between July 27, 1979 and July 27, 1982. He also sexually assaulted another minor, a female, which she was between the ages of 11 and 13, and these incidents occurred between January 27, 1987 and January 27, 1989. It should be noted that the Maricopa County Attorney's Office sent a letter objecting to this parole, and this letter was dated February 28, 2019. And there are no letters of family or community support, no release plan, and one is not required because he would be considered to move to his next consecutive sentence and not released at this time. After reviewing all of the information, including the parole to his next consecutive sentence, as well as his pre-sentence report, as well as his progress report that has been presented to the board, I feel that he should be denied, and he should not be paroled to his next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge. But that's only one member's opinion. I'm prepared to listen to other members at this time.
I agree with you.
Okay, therefore I'm going to offer a motion, and my motion would be to deny parole to his next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge, and that is for Mr. William Quall, Q-U-A-L-L-S, ABC number 181381, and that is my motion to deny.
Second.
Agreed.
Seconded by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Corrales, and the Honorable Mr. Neal. This is a, let's see, when that offense, the original offense took place, 79, therefore he does not qualify to move to, a 1-year set off, therefore he would be recertified in about 6 months to come before this board again. Release type denied is 412B-411. reasons for the now include serious and serious and deviant offense. There's no question about that. And I will say because of the age of the victims, there was trauma to the victim, age of the victims, and I'm going to make it clear. Serious bodily injury because of the age of the victims when this started. Multi-victims because there were at least two victims who were directly involved. And also victim harassment. Repeat offender because there were two involved. Lack of programming. The reason I'm going to put lack of programming is because he's not had any sexual programming as of this moment. He doesn't need a release plan, but no family or community support at this time, although we, anything else that any other member feel that we should include reasons for the now. Hearing none, this will end this hearing. He will be recertified by the Department of Correction to appear before this board again come around 6 months from now. This will end this hearing. Thank you so very much for your participation. Thank you.